The first is very easily understandable. It's Charles Curran's opinion. Charles holds that these people who have homosexual tendencies are an exception to the church's teaching on marriage. They're simply not able to be chaste unless, and he would actually regard their same-sex union as a form of homosexual chastity, I suppose you'd call it, you know. But the basic principle at stake is one of faith. Whether God gives to me sufficient grace to carry out his commands. Augustine put it very well, Lord, give me the grace to do what you command and command whatever you do. And that particular statement of Augustine was enshrined in the teaching of the Council of Trent as part of our faith. So that's where my difficulty with Curran comes in.